Kinnella, Corbett, Correa, DeLeon, DeSagne, Dutton, Emerson, Evans, Fuller, Gaines, Hancock, Harmon, Hernandez, Huff, Kehoe, LaMalfa, Leno, Ted Liu, Carol Liu, Lowenthal, Nugether McLeod, Padilla, Pavley, Price, Rubio, Runner, Smidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Vargas, Walters, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
The absence of a quorum having been duly noted, the Sergeant-at-Arms will please lock the doors and call the absent members. Sergeant-at-Arms is requested to call the absent members. Members, we do have business this morning before we make our way to the Assembly Chambers, so we would ask that members join us on the floor so that the session may commence. Members, a quorum has been established. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Rabbi Mona Alfie, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Ahlquist. Rabbi?
Good morning. It seems to be a favorite pastime for many Americans to poke fun of politics and politicians. However, when we do that, we only mock ourselves. For as William Penn said, governments, like clocks, go from the motion that men give them. We, the people, are the government. If the government is running well, it is because of the effort that we put into it. If it is not working well, then we must also take the blame. Those who are elected into office, those who work for the state, as well as those of us who serve simply as citizens, we are the motion that makes this government run. May it be the will of our Creator to grant us the ability to run our government with prudence, with pride, and with responsibility. May this be God's will. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Senator Ahlquist. Members, we are at privileges of the floor. We move on to messages from the governor. Members, if I could have your attention, please. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports from committees will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Members, that brings us to motions and resolutions, and without objection, Joint Rule 62A will be suspended for the Appropriations Committee to meet and hear measures on Thursday, January 19th, without 2 days' notice in the daily file. Without objection? So ordered. Members, that brings us to introductions and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 971 by Senator Kinnella, an act relating to energy.
Consideration of the daily file. Forgive me. Second reading file. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 630, 901, 633, 323, Senate Bill 1, 345, 383, 447, 625, 661, 708, 721, 749, 778, Assembly Bill 389, and Assembly Bill 1301 with amendments.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Members, if there is no other business on the daily file, we will return to motions and resolutions. We are at motions and resolutions. Are there any members who have items under motions and resolutions? If not, then there is no other business, and Senator Steinberg, the desk is clear.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I think it's a nice Senate tradition that we walk over as colleagues together to the Assembly chambers for the State of the State. I think in 10 minutes or so, or 5 minutes, we'll take Tony's 5 minutes. We'll gather here in the back of the chambers, and Senator Huff and I will lead the way, and we'll walk over together. The next session is tomorrow at 9. Thank you.
Thank you once again, Senator Steinberg. Members, as you've just heard announced, the Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made, and we will reconvene tomorrow, Thursday, at 9 a.m. We will meet in the rear of chambers to proceed to the Assembly in just 5 minutes. Once again, we will reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m. Without objection, we stand in recess.